Making lives work.
Making lives work.
Making lives work.
We're getting people well faster, we're getting better, more complete recoveries, and we're having better outcomes.
I think a person with a disability sounds a lot better than a disabled person, because that isn't what defines me. What defines me is what I like to do, and, you know, who I am.
This is 1500 ESPN 7th Annual Sports Fantasy Auction, with all the proceeds going to the Courage Kenny Rehabilitation Institute. It's your chance to bid on incredible, priceless experiences, with all the proceeds going to research and recuperation efforts for victims of stroke, traumatic brain, and other spinal cord-related injuries.
All right, these are the final 2 hours of the fantasy sports auction, although we will have other stuff available into the evening.
Absolutely.
Online and the glasses and also the Star Wars tickets. We got to keep moving those, but tell me what's going on right now.
So Rivers. Scott was our big winner of the 3 o'clock item that was the four Champions Club tickets to a Minnesota Twins home game and a Brian Dozier autographed
jersey. What'd we
jersey.
Get out of Scott? Right.
Scott came in at $2,600.
Ooh,
thank you very much.
And now,
Scott,
the good news is the Hanson brothers are miffed.
Yes,
so
they are.
They're going to be coming back strong in the Ride with Ricey hour, that's for sure.
So thank you to everybody that's bid so far. We have 2 hours to go. Here's the number you need to keep in mind, 651-647-5437. That is the number that you will need the rest of the day today. As Patrick mentioned, we still have those Garage Logic pint glasses. Those are available online only, 1500ESPN.com. And as you mentioned, the Star Wars tickets, we do still have four Gopher Hockey suite tickets left for the game against Ohio State, hosted by our guy, Mr. Hockey, Jess Myers, 651-647-5437.
Okay, I got a question for you.
Talk to me.
What happens when I go looking for the glasses? Do I go to 1500?
It's really simple.
ESPN, and then where do I go?
So on the main page, there will usually be like a headlining story. I believe the one right now is, should the Twins go get Chris Archer? That was what was up there last hour. Right below that, you'll see the Sports Fantasy Auction banner with two pint glasses off to the right.
Just click
on that.
Pint glasses.
Boom.
Okay.
It takes you about 60 seconds to process that transaction.
That's good. Are we selling anything? Everything else is call-in.
That's right. The pint glasses are the only thing that's online.
Okay. The phone number here is 651-647-5437. This started with Phil and Judd at 9 a.m. today. The main event for the 4 to 5 p.m. Ride with Ricey is the high bidder receives the chance to have the Ride with Ricey broadcast live from a location of their choosing from 4 to 6 p.m. on a mutually agreed upon date. Winning bidder must reside within 50 miles of the ESPN studios. Winning bidder must have access to power and internet. Must also be available at location the week of the event to have the station engineer and phone company service out to install. All these things. The bidding starts at $500. But we've kind of focused this on a town team baseball game.
Could you imagine having us out there for your game?
And are we going to do the broadcast?
Yes,
then?
We are.
Here's the deal. You get us out there from 3 to 6, basically. 3 to 6. And then you got the Friday night ball game. Or the Wednesday night ball game within 50 miles. And then we're going to do the play-by-play of your game and run it on the station.
Could you imagine that? You got your big fundraiser. Like, I don't know, whatever your town celebrates. Maybe it's a town festival, what have you. Mm-hmm. You have us do the official pregame of your, you know what? I'm in.
If you're
500
in.
Bucks.
500
I'm
bucks.
In. We're going to Faribault, baby.
Faribault Lakers. Listen. Dale Welter's out there.
Oh,
there's
God.
No reason. There's no way you're going to get this for $500.
Dale's going to outbid. Chaska, he's running to the phone right now.
We got Tink and Wasika. That's within 50. Yeah. Should we let Tink in?
Tink will make the exception
for. We'll make the exception for
Tink. Tink's about 65.
If he wants to do this. If you want us to come out, do our show from your, it could be a bar someplace too.
Think
right?
about that. Yes.
It could be a bar out 50 miles away and you want to have us there. And then we, you know, there's no ballgame to do.
But you're talking to a couple of guys that are experienced broadcasting from town ball parks. We did it from the mini Met in Jordan a few years ago. Yeah.
So who's going to do the play by play?
We've got guys. You know, we do the town ball classic.
How about you and I and Manny?
We'll do an inning.
And we'll get Joe to do a special. Because Joe sometimes can tell a ball from a strike. So,
sometimes, yeah.
That would be good. Anyway, we need some bids here. We got to get started. We got $500 from the Faribault Lakers, but that's not going to do this. This ain't cheap for the station, ladies and gentlemen. We're trying to get you. And by the way, this is for Courage Kenny. So it's a donation. It's a donation.
Yes, think about that. You're helping great cause.
Yeah, I would be very disappointed if we didn't get up there to a big number. But
we will.
Right now, again, high bidder receives the chance to have the ride with Racy broadcast live from a location of their choosing from 4 to 6 p.m. on a mutually agreed upon date.
And think about this, too.
And if it's tied in with a town ball game, then we will stay and do the ball game. Or maybe you've got a high school team you want to promote.
There you go.
And we'll stay and do the high school ball game, too, whatever.
And think
is.
About that. So we'll get, you know, the running messages of things to pre-promote for the game. You know, the pork burgers are on sale for $3. Ooh. Things like that. That's what makes this event so much fun, because it's a unique experience.
Jordan, the mini-met.
Let's go. Come on,
they got
Brewers.
The pork burgers, that you bring it up.
Oh, man. How many of those did Judd eat, by the way?
Part of the thing is unlimited pork burgers for the staff when we make up a...
is that our stipulation?
When we make an appearance. Yes. Anyway, 651-647-5437. If you want us to come to town and do your ball game, do the ride with Racy broadcast live from a bar, from a ballpark, from wherever you want us. And then we'll stick around and do the ball game, too. And it'll be on the station. It would be fantastic. And with all the Wednesday night baseball now around, it would be good. So let's get started. Let's hear from somebody. We got Reavers at $500 for the Faribault Lakers. How about the Webster Sox? Except
you know
they don't
what?
Have lights, do they?
No, we can't do a night game in Webster. But you know what? We could set it up where the Webster Sox come to Belfield in Faribault to play the Lakers. Mm-hmm. I'm going to text the Sox right now.
How about Newmarket or Elko? They both have lights, right?
Newmarket does not, but Elko does have lights. Yeah. And that's a heated rivalry right there in the heart of the Metro, baby.
Well, I would be shocked if Welter allows him to say. You know, Welter always wants us out there for the high school All-Star
For the
game,
Lions.
Right?
Yeah, and the Lions All-Star
this
game.
This is your chance,
here
buddy.
We go.
Come on. Chaska. Yeah. Let's go Mets. All right.
And as a guy that lives close to the Chaska Field, I would fully endorse that that participation.
That would be good. That's right now we got that going. We're looking for a bidder for that, for the Ride with Racy live broadcast. We're also looking for we're still selling Star Wars tickets for Saturday or morning in Shakopee. $30. You get the popcorn, the pop, and the ticket. For the new Star Wars show that nobody can get any tickets for, 8:15 a.m. You get the kids up early, you go out there, and you got them by 11 o'clock, you're ready to go and spend the weekend doing whatever
you want to do. You got the drink, you got
do.
The popcorn, you got everything taken care of for the movie.
That's true. All right, we shall return here on Sports Fantasy Auction Day at 1500 ESPN.
Thank you so very much for being here. And I love you all, too. Last night, I congratulated Donald Trump and offered to work with him on behalf of our country.
How'd that work out?
That he will be a successful president for all Americans.
Yeah, I don't think she's
This is not the outcome.
You don't think she's being sincere?
I don't think she's being very sincere. Well, I tried to contact Sheldon Ocker today to congratulate him, and I thought I could direct message him on Twitter.
Sure,
buddy Shelley.
You guys have been friends forever.
He's not retired. We've been he follows one person.
It's not you.
He's like the tweet of God.
Right.
He follows one person. The tweet of God follows Justin Bieber. He follows Brad Stevens, the coach of the Celtics. And he works in Akron forever. But the Spink Award, the J.G.'s Taylor Spink Award. Now, you, to clarify, this is not like you're getting a plaque in there next to Jack Morris, okay? You go in the library. They put a notation up there that you're in the library if you're if you win the Writers Award, and then there's also the Broadcasters Award, and that one's named after Ford Frick, a former commissioner and announcer, and this one's named after J.G. Taylor Spink, was the founder of the Sporting News, which became known as started off as baseball's Bible, and then of course it's. It has become a completely different thing now, and it's now just on the internet. But this award started in 1962. There were three finalists this year: Shelley Ocker, who covered the Cleveland Indians for 33 seasons, and a frequent guest on the Dark Star Show, by the way.
Oh, that's right.
In fact, I introduced Dark to Shelley, and he got Shelley to come over many times when the Indians were here to do an hour. And Dark loved Shelley. And Shelley covered the Indians for 33 years. He retired a few years ago. He got there were 426 ballots. Two people didn't fill it out. Two people entered blanks. They must have been very impressed with the candidates, right? None of the above. Anyway, Shelley got 168 votes. Jim Reeves, another friend of mine. An award-winning columnist and baseball writer in a 40-year career with the Fourth Worst Star Telegram. He got 143 votes. And then Patrick Ricey, and nothing about awards here. There haven't really been many. Patrick Ricey, who has spent the better part of 43 years writing about baseball in the Twin Cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul, got 113. H. Ross Perot, baby.
So you got that going for you, which is nice.
I finished a well-beaten third. Shelley began covering the Indians for the Akron Beacon Journal after 10 years of covering the Cavaliers. He covered the Cavs, of course, and some of Shelley's greatest stories are about covering the Cavs during the Musselman-Stepien era when Bill was there. And, you know, you got quite an organization when Bill isn't the craziest guy in.
Yes, right? That is true.
And they had Ted Stepien was the owner, and he was completely crazy. After he fired Bill, he named the guy who had been his general manager, Dan Delaney, I believe Don, as his coach. Don, previous to that, had been a softball coach. But he named him general manager, and then he named him, coach to replace Bill. But Shelley's best story about Bill was the Cavs trade two number one draft choices.
Mm-hmm.
This is for a team that's going to be drafting in the top three, you know.
This is the Brooklyn Nets.
Yeah. Trade two number one draft choices for Richard Washington and Jerome Whitehead, two big guys. Richard Washington was he had the size to be a power forward, but he just liked to shoot jump shots. And Whitehead was a center for Marquette. And Shelley told me this story. They went to Denver the first game with his two new number one draft choices for Cavs. And Richard Washington played 3 minutes. And after the game, Mussie told Shelley and whoever was covering for the Plain Dealer, he can't play for me.
So that was a beautiful run is what it was.
Number one, it was 3 minutes. Anyway, Shelley Ocker, a friend of mine, congratulations. Well-beaten third by Mr. Ricey. And, as I said yesterday, the only thing that is disappointing is I know the Gopher Holers were all rooting for
Yes, they were, and they were probably just as disappointed.
That was, kind of disappointing as Hillary, but, that's the way it goes. And here's the other thing. Probably saved myself $5,000, right?
Oh, easily.
We had to rent a house for the whole crew.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, we would have got to stay in the nice hotel, but we would have had to rent a house. And
It saved you a few bucks, I'm thinking.
Plus, the guys that make it, I bet a lot of friends make it. They got to buy dinner. They got to buy dinner on Saturday.
And we're not cheap. We would have stuck you big. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So anyway.
So wait, let me ask you a quick question.
We got that taken
care of. Is this one of these deals now where, like, Herbeck, once he wasn't voted, he said, "I'm never going to an All-Star game." Are you gonna?
I'll go back to Hall of Fame to see somebody inducted. But okay. I think when you're a well-beaten third, you shouldn't be on the ballot again.
They should take you off.
I think the public. I think the voters have spoken.
They have spoken.
Yes, it's like Hillary losing the election.
We should.
The voters have spoken. You just lost to Donald Trump.
Yes.
You don't get to run again.
No, you don't get to run again.
Now, Shelley's a much nicer guy than
slightly. Donald Trump. Slightly nicer?
Even though he's not really out there on Twitter with one follower.
No.
With following,
following
one person.
Following one person, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Come on, Shelley. Let's just give it a little effort here, will you?
All right, the current bid or current item up for bid in the 4 o'clock hour is a Ride with Royce live broadcast. The high bidder is going to get the chance to have the show broadcast live from a location of their choosing from 4 to 6 p.m., actually 3, as Pat mentioned, because we got to do sports talk. On a mutually agreed upon date, the winning bidder has to be within 50 miles of the station. The current bid is at $500, 651-647-5437. But Patrick, what? We have a buy it now item that I'd like you to introduce.
Okay,
that has you
one.
Participating in
all
it.
All right, people have been asking about this all day. And I thought we should have started selling them earlier. United thought they were selling it. Here's the deal. Now, last year I caused quite a stir during the summer, or actually in the spring, when I went to a game and sat next to owner Bill McGuire,
mm-hmm.
and wrote about, there was the only thing that offended me about the game was the scarves.
Yes.
That I don't find them manly.
No.
No, which I was, lit up nationally.
Oh, my God.
By people,
yes.
For maybe making, it was considered a homophobic slur, which it
which was not the case at all.
I know some very manly gay guys. But and I don't even know if they wear scarves or not, right?
Right.
But I had this anti-scarf stance. But anything for charity. So here's the deal. Here's the number. 651-647-5437. 5437. The purchaser will receive a Minnesota United scarf and a ticket to a to-be-determined United match to sit with Patrick Ricey, who will be wearing a scarf.
Come on.
I will be wearing a scarf. The price is $100 a ticket. A quantity available is 50. I thought tickets must be bought in increments of $2. Now, the scarf's like $30, right?
So now you're already
tickets
70
like
the good.
$40.
Yes. And the price to sit with you, there is no quantity or there is no price.
I think I got to get together with the people here on the price because I didn't know it was $100. So anyway, here, come on. 50 tickets available. To sit with me to get a scarf. And here's the good deal. Our buddy Bruce McGuire, he's going to come over and teach us soccer cheers.
Think about that.
Authentic European soccer cheers.
That's about that.
That's an experience you cannot put a price tag
that's
on.
Right.
And all of the money, of course, goes to Courage Kenny,
Minnesota,
the Courage Kenny
United
Rehabilitation
FC
Institute.
Scarf, a ticket to a United match, and you sit with me, 651-647 5437, and I promise to never badmouth scarves again. I think if you look at the internet, you can see, if you look at 1500 ESPN, you can see how spiffy I look with
I have
a
seen
scarf.
The tweet. It is out there.
It is. Okay. All righty. Is that a tweet? Okay.
That is a tweet.
Not on the page. Anyway, review the other things we have going for us here.
So that's what's going on right now. That is a buy it now price. And once those 50 tickets are gone, they are gone. The current item up for bid this hour is the Ride with Royce live broadcast. You call that same number, 651-647-5437. We also have a couple of tickets left for the Gopher Hockey Suite on February 17th versus Ohio State. We have a few of those Star Wars screening tickets for this Saturday at the Marcus Southbridge Crossing Cinema down in Shakopee. Those are just $30. That's your ticket popcorn, and a drink, and also available online only at 1500ESPN.com. It's the Garage Logic 25th anniversary pint glass, $15 a piece. We've already sold 500 of those, which means half of those are already gone, and that will be online throughout the rest of the day today. But you need to call 651-647-5437 to make your bid. It's the 7th Annual Sports Fantasy Auction.
All righty, we shall return.
Sports Fantasy Auction.
Welcome back to 1500 ESPN Sports Fantasy Auction, benefiting the Courage Kenny Rehabilitation Institute. Before the show continues, here's a reminder of what this hour's priceless experience is and an update on where the bidding stands.
Patrick, we got ourselves a good old showdown for the Ride with Royce live broadcast. It started with my healthy contribution of $500 for the Faribault Lakers, but Scott Larson got the bid going from Wasika for $2,500, but he was outdone. Paul, I'm not sure if he represents a team, a group, or what have you, is in at $3,000 for the Ride with Royce live broadcast, 651-647-5437.
Now, he's not some secret agent from some other station or something. We got Paul's credit card, right?
Yeah, I think we do.
Now, we don't know who Paul is, though.
I don't know who Paul is.
Is Scott Tink's kid or what?
He might be.
Okay.
He might be.
Tink, don't let him. Hey, we'll dedicate the whole broadcast to Tink, man.
And he'll take
Tink,
it, baby.
And you know what? Tink and the new wife can renew their vows during the show.
How about that?
Because they got married last year down in this year at the senior
I will tournament. Officiate.
Yes. I'll marry Tink and Wasika.
How fantastic would that be?
It will be fantastic.
We also have a buy it now item right now. The purchaser is going to get a Minnesota United FC scarf, a ticket to a United match upcoming, and you will be able to sit with Patrick, who will be wearing a scarf. $100. We only have 50 of these tickets, and you do have to buy them in pair. 651-647-5437.
And you can go to Twitter right now, the 1500 ESPN account, and you can see how fired up I am.
Man, you are fired up.
I am fired up to help lead you in cheers, and my guy Bruce McGuire is going to come over and teach us real European style.
I love the picture.
Look at this photo.
I love the picture.
You know who I want to go? I want to go see Atlanta United. And the loser has to change their name.
I like that.
The loser has to drop United.
That's, you look like you're leading the skull chant. That's what you kind of look like in that photo.
Yeah, except I'm not drunk, so I can't.
That's true.
All right. Here's Johnny Height with a quick sports update.
Thanks, Patrick. This update's sponsored by Concordia University of Online Learning. Get on track to a successful business career with Concordia University St. Paul. Learn online or on campus. Learn more about their business degrees at online.csp.edu. The Vikings have signed rookie tackle. I love this name. Storm Norton.
Storm Norton?
To the practice squad to make room.
Where's Joe? We need the foghorn for Storm Norton.
To make room, they've waived rookie safety Jack Toko. Now, the reason for all this, of course, they have some problems right now on the offensive line that they're not sure about yet. Mm-hmm. Mike Remmers and Riley Reiff are in question for this week as of today.
How about the center? Do we know? Elfline?
He didn't even mention
this
him.
This guy's a tackle.
What's weird, too, is Elfline, he practiced all week, and they still pulled him out of the game on Sunday. That was bizarre.
Sore shoulder.
Remmers missed Sunday with a back injury. Reiff went down in the second half with what Mike Zimmer said you could call a sprained ankle. Actually, he told our guy Ben Gessling, you can call it whatever you want.
And he did it in, we didn't say Kurt, what we, a prickly fashion.
Yes,
prickly fashion.
We are also being told that Daniel Larson needs to call the same number, 651-647-5437, for some information that the staff needs on his behalf and his donation that he made earlier.
Okay.
High bidder is still $3,000 for the Ride with Royce live broadcast.
Yeah, well, the information being probably credit card. Okay. All right.
I was trying to be nice and secretive about that.
Yeah. $3,000?
We're going on the road, baby.
We were so excited about the bid, we forgot to ask him what his
some
address
vital
was.
Information.
Yeah. Timberwolves at home tonight. They're hosting the Philadelphia 76ers at the Target Center. The Minnesota Wild now have three in a row at home, and that'll start tonight with a game against Calgary at the Xcel Energy Center.
Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, both teams at home. What the hell is wrong with America?
Where do you want us to start?
Last week, they're both gone.
And now they're both home.
Twins news. Apparently, the Twins, according to a fellow who writes down in Tampa for the Tampa Bay Times.
Oh, Mark. If it's Mark Topkin, it's 100%.
It is Mark Topkin. He says the Twins are among the clubs that have contributed to, quote, a high volume of interest. In
another guy who would kick my ass in a vote for the Spink Award. Mark Topkin. He'll be a Spink Award winner eventually.
Apparently, the Braves, Brewers, Cardinals, Cubs, Twins, and perhaps others are in the mix for asking about Chris Archer from Tampa Bay. Also, Rhett Bollinger reporting the Twins have been in contact with the agents for Matt Belisle, Brandon Kintzler, Chris Jimenez.
Matty B coming back.
I didn't know Matty B was a free agent.
Yeah, he signed that one-year deal last year. Okay.
And also, Patrick, you asked the other day, they've also been in contact with the agent for Bartolo Colon. So
good. There you go. I still want to see what I want to see. Here's my sports fantasy. Hector Santiago pitching to Stanton, Judge, and Sanchez.
That first inning would take 64 minutes.
He might be trying to work the outside of the left-handed batter's box.
And can you see?
He'd be throwing screwballs over there that might hit the guy in the on-deck circle.
And Castro will be setting up, framing halfway into the batter's box. Yeah,
he'd be over. He'd be sitting on the railing of the visitors' dugout in Yankee Stadium. All right,
46
Johnny.
Tickets left for the Minnesota United
what?
FC.
46 left?
Only 46 left, baby.
So and we've only sold four.
And the current high bid is right now at $3,000 for the Ride with Royce Live broadcast.
That was an authentic bid there, huh?
Absolutely.
So only 46 of the 50 remain.
Only 46 of the 50 left.
The scarf madness is not catching on like we'd hope, but
people got to realize, Patrick Royce wearing a scarf is a huge thing.
Can you imagine?
This is groundbreaking.
Here's the other thing. And if we only sell eight of these, you people are going to have to sit with me with only like eight other guys listening to me bitch about scarf. Yeah, I mean, you need a crowd around you. Call your friends. Let's go.
I need an ensemble.
All right. We'll be back. All right, Courage Kenny does a tremendous amount of good work, and we have a fella here who can confirm that, Kirk Ingram. He's from St. Louis Park, a former St. Louis Park Orioles baseball player. Kirk, how old are you, sir?
I am 30 years old.
30 years old, and you were injured in 2015, you tell me, on
that is correct.
Diving on Minnetonka. Huh?
Yes.
And when you first got to the hospital, what was your condition?
I was out of it, obviously, but ended up going into a 7-hour surgery and ended up becoming a C4 quadriplegic.
Okay. And once you get over the depression of that moment, you go to Courage Kenny, and what have they been able to do for you in the last 2 years?
So they were tremendous. I was at Courage Kenny for just over 6 months. I got discharged in April of 2016. And then have been going up there for outpatient therapy and different therapies since then.
I was out there a couple of years ago and saw that motor activities machine that I don't know what it is, that one upstairs.
Yep.
There's only a few of them in the world. I take it you've spent some time on that one.
I have. It's pretty amazing the first time that you get to see it. And once you get up there, it's nothing like it. And so being able to walk again is pretty cool.
How much of their Courage Kenny therapy is attitude? I mean, how much do they give you an optimism of a better life? Is that, that to you?
Progress is definitely slow. I mean, with my type of injury, it's something that you go every single day, and instead of trying to lift 5 more pounds like able-bodied people are, you're trying to lift more ounces or just move your arm just a little bit more in inches. So it's just measured completely differently than before the injury.
And where do you live? Do you live at home? Or
yep, what? Yep. Live okay. with my wife and my daughter in okay. St. Louis Park, okay. so only a few miles away from the Golden Valley
okay.
location.
So you had, how old was your girl when you...
Unfortunately, she's only 2 weeks old.
2 weeks. Oh, man. That's tough right there. You must have a wife who's a warrior, huh?
She is amazing.
What's her name?
Melissa.
Melissa. Yep. And what does she do for a living?
She is actually, she got her PhD in molecular biology.
Wow.
Yep, she's a smarty. She works for a small pharmaceutical company down in Edina called Humanetics.
Okay. And so I can't even say, I can't even spell molecular biology, yeah. biology. So that is amazing. But we're trying to raise a little money for Courage Kenny, and it's astounding what it takes to run that place. And, any contributions people can make are greatly appreciated.
Yes, it definitely is, because it makes it more affordable, because that walking, as you had mentioned, it takes four therapists to help that allow me to walk. And so, I mean, all of them have to be there in order to allow me to be in that position.
And the house you were living, are you in the same house you were living in before
yes.
you were injured?
Yep.
That's probably not cheap either, remodeling that thing
to make
room for the wheelchair.
Yep,
so.
Yep. Definitely needed to have a two-story house. We needed to make a lift to get upstairs. Needed to completely renovate the upstairs bathroom to allow me to shower and do different daily activities as well.
And the daughter's 2.5 now?
That is good.
What's her name?
Alexa.
And Alexa, you can't even use her name around the house because the machine goes off.
Exactly. We have one of those because it is voice activated, but we politely call it Amazon so that she doesn't get confused.
Well, plus, if you whisper, we got one upstairs, and if you whisper Alexa downstairs, it comes on and asks you a question. So,
no, it's very true.
So you didn't know that they were going to name this highfalutin thing after
it was a few months after that we had her that we found out that Amazon had come out with this. And fortunately or unfortunately, called it Alexa.
Is she a chatterbox like
yes.
all two-year-olds expert on all things?
Yes. She loves to... tell people what's going on and loves to come out to the different sporting events that we go to on a weekly basis. So
give me throw out some names of the heroes you've had a chance to work with at Courage Kenny.
So, I mean, there's been a lot of different people. I mean, the therapist out there, Joey has been phenomenal. He's my lead therapist, and Brittany and Matt helped me out on a daily basis. And Ben, Carrie, I mean, the list goes on and on. Barry, Joe, Erica, I mean, I could go on and on with all the different people that have helped me there.
Well, Kirk, thanks for stopping by, and good luck and prayers and everything for your family.
Really appreciate it. Thanks for having me on today.
Right,
and again,
Kirk.
Thanks for everyone's generosity.
Kirk Ingram, and as he says, the Courage Kenny, if you get out there and see the work they're doing, you will donate to this cause that we're working on today with the Sports Fantasy Auction. You got any updates for us here, Reaver?
I do, Patrick. We are currently at $3,500 for the Ride with Royce live broadcast. Scott
awesome.
Is back in
Thank
the
you
lead
so much.
Right now. $3,500 for that live broadcast. You got to call 651-647-5437. $3,500 for that Ride with Royce live broadcast. Also up for item right now, the Buy It Now function is the Minnesota United FC match. The purchaser is going to get a Minnesota United FC scarf, a ticket to a United match, and you're going to get the chance to sit with our guy, Patrick Royce, who will also be wearing a scarf. We are down to just 40 of those tickets that are left. 651-647-5437. So much more to get to. It's the 7th annual Sports Fantasy Auction. The Ride with Royce will be back right after this. The show is flying by, baby.
Yes, it is. Boy, the soccer scarves. I thought we'd sell those out. We should. We gotta get moving here. $100 for a Minnesota United scarf, a ticket to a United match, and it'll be the Patrick Ricey wearing a scarf section. You can see on Twitter, 1500 ESPN Twitter account, I'm all fired up to wear a scarf. I've changed my ways. Tickets must be bought in increments of two. Bruce McGuire will come over and teach us authentic soccer cheers.
I like
might
it.
Even sit with us. A phone number, 651-647-5437. And we're also winding down on the Ride with Ricey live broadcast. Two very noble bidders. And the number there is 651-647-5437. We have a buy it now coming up, but we're so busy right now. We'll put that off to the next.
I do have a question because I got a tweet question from a person that's debating about whether or not they want to do a United a soccer ticket. They're asking if they request, will you provide a Royce snub? And I thought for sure if they're willing to spend the $100 that you would give them a Royce snub.
Oh, of course.
You'll throw that in at no additional charge.
We're going to be fired up. I tell you, Atlanta, look at the schedule. Tell me when Atlanta comes to town.
I'm on it. I'm going to look at the next year's schedule from MLS.
We probably don't have it yet. But
because we got to go through the win, loss, when the schedule's released.
We can't take DC United's name away from them because they were there
before. They were there a lot long before we were.
You know, two expansion teams called the United. Winner gets to keep it. Loser doesn't. Whenever they play up here. Now, last year they played us in the snow. Right,
I remember that. Yes, you're right.
We weren't ready yet. We didn't have our act together yet, but we want to play them.
So we've got
what else we got?
Just 4 minutes left here. 651-647-5437, the 7th annual Sports Fantasy Auction, all to benefit the Courage Kenny Rehabilitation Institute. The Ride with Royce live broadcast is the item up for bid this hour. We have the current high bid of $4,000 from Paul. Scott, I know, was in the mix too. That will go down right to the wire. We have the Minnesota United FC matches. As Patrick mentioned, we also have just a couple of tickets left for the Gopher Hockey Suite. We have a few of those Star Wars movie screening passes for this Saturday down in Shakopee. And also, this is an online item only, the 25th anniversary Garage Logic pint glass for $15. You get that, and it's online at 1500ESPN.com. You click on that Sports Fantasy Auction banner.
It is a action-packed final hour we have coming up. That's for dang sure, because we're going to add a couple more items.
This is incredible.
Onto the thing. But, I'm humbled myself here after my anti-scarf stance. I expected a little more support than I've received.
Well, we're going to extend this a little bit, I think. We're going to extend this a little bit.
We're going to extend it. We might be extended till tomorrow.
You know what?
Louts don't start buying.
I bet
soccer tickets.
A lot of those soccer heads, they're still working. They get off at 5 o'clock, so they're going to get in the car after their long work day, and then they're going to hear this and say, "Well, I need to join that party."
Yes.
That's right. So that's why we're going to extend it into the 5 o'clock hour.
You get the good. Well, you get the ticket, and you get to sit with me, and Bruce McGuire will be helping us out too. And the United's out there pumping this thing, too. So the Eric Durkee keeps saying, make Ricey wear a scarf is basically their theme.
They've been sending them to you for weeks and weeks and weeks.
Finally,
you will put one on. You will don the threat of the Minnesota United FC scarf.
We will not let you know what's coming up in the next hour, but just say it is a very fine. We got three fine things coming up in the next hour,
and in all honesty,
the grand prize.
What's really cool too is this all kicked off with Mackie and Judd at 9 o'clock today, and so many people have been extending such generous support of this really cool event. By the way, $4,500 from Scott right now is the leading bidder for that live broadcast with the Ride with the Royce. The Gopher hockey tickets are gone, but we do have the scarves, we have the GL pint glasses, and we have a lot more to get to in the final hour with Patrick Royce.